Hello and welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tapping Into Abundant Success. Today I've got a wonderful guest with me, Mick. And when I say the last name, I'm probably not going to pronounce it right, so you might need to correct me, but is it Raybonz or
Yes,
it's
that's great.
Raybonz? Okay, cool. Pronunciations for me are really, really hard, so I have to try and just be forgiven if I get it wrong.
No problem.
It's worse for forgiveness than permission sometimes, right? Okay, so today's episode, we are going to be chatting all about tapping into abundant success, but from a different aspect. So Miklos has joined us today, and I'm just going to let him introduce himself to you before we start any more of a conversation. So Mick, would you like to just tell us where you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do?
Yes. So my name is Mick Raybon again. I am a Reiki master, a meditation guide, and coach. I'm based in Los Angeles, California, originally from Texas. And yeah, my work really consists of working with energy to help people, to really find out what it is that they truly are passionate about and help them to remove any obstacles that they have in their way, to reaching the success that they want. It's been a pretty wild ride, and this is not something that I plan to go into. And I'm sure we'll get into some of the details of the story and how I ended up in this space. But let's just say this was not something that I started out as a little kid saying that I wanted to be when I grow up. So
Brilliant, thank you. And it's really nice to be connecting with someone from a masculine aspect as well, who's deep into the Reiki, energy healing, transformation world. That I really, really, really love that vibe. So
thank you.
thank you for joining me today. So I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things today. What got you into this space of wanting to basically heal yourself?
Absolutely. I think it really found me. It's not something I was searching for. And what, so I'll just to give you some background on my story and upbringing. So I was kind of, raised to be a good soldier in the matrix, as they say. I achieved really, highly academically. Straight A student, went off to Stanford University, so one of the best schools here in the United States. Majored in engineering, went and got a great job, even went back and got a master's at Columbia, one of the Ivy League schools. So I was really set up for this career, long career in corporate America, and was headed down that path, got married, had kids, and was going to have the white picket fence that they always advertise as kind of being the thing that Americans go for. But then the pandemic hit and I got laid off from my job, and my wife was pregnant with our second kid, and I was really in this kind of depressed state of being, trying to understand what to do, where I was going. And I ended up having a reading with a very intuitive psychic, if you will, whatever term you use to describe folks with these gifts. And she explained to me that I was meant to be a healer, that I had the gift of sight, that I was going to be a more of a consultant, in the next iteration of my career. And so shortly after that, a friend of mine kind of called me, and we started a marketing consulting business, which kind of allowed me to kind of continue to pay the bills. I had come from the marketing world. But then I met a woman who was a Reiki master, and she ended up being the doula for my wife. And so this woman basically trained me in Reiki for free at home. And I didn't know anything about Reiki. I didn't know how much it cost to get trained. And it was just kind of serendipitous that she was ended up being our nanny for our baby, because we didn't want to put our infant in daycare during the middle of the COVID epidemic. So she was coming to my house every week, and she started training me in Reiki, and I just really took to it. And that kind of began my passion for Reiki, and that was almost 4 years ago. So I have since gone from there and started doing retreats, and started doing one-on-one sessions, and started doing I have a monthly men's group that I do. So it just all started from that kind of one layoff slash having a new kid, and where I met this woman who was a Reiki master, and that set me down the path.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love it as well because I don't think anybody really chooses this path. I think it's just a path that we end up falling into, and then it just completely changes everything for us. But we have to be ready
Absolutely.
for it. We absolutely have to be ready for it. So that's amazing that you've become a Reiki. Did you become a Reiki master trainer?
Yes. Yes.
So Since then, how has life changed for you?
Yeah, life has changed a lot. So Reiki was kind of my first introduction into kind of the more holistic or like woo-woo side of things. I then met a woman who became my mentor in shamanism. And so I went down a whole path of shamanism and rediscovering some of my ancestral ties to shamanism. And so through that, I kind of have created my own energetic offerings where I will just help people energetically, heal both physically and mentally. And so my life now, instead of what I used to do going into the office 5 days a week, it now looks like a lot of different activities kind of going on in a week. So I'll have one-on-one sessions. I plan, as I mentioned before, I have this monthly men's group. And the reason I started that was I felt like there was just a lacking of opportunities for men to kind of come together and be vulnerable with each other and have a space to explore some of these ideas, where a lot of the retreats that I had gone on with my wife, I was like the only guy. And so I wanted to create a space that was similar to that. So a part of my schedule includes creating that container, making sure that I have everything together for that. I also have a podcast as well that I talk about spirituality and wellness with my wife, and so we filmed that once a week. And then I also have the retreats that I end up planning. So and once a year I do a big men's retreat where we go off into nature and we hike and we meditate and explore different spiritual principles. So that's now what my life consists of. It's not like the same every day going into the office 9 to 5. It's much more varied in the activities. It kind of just depends on what's coming up for that particular week.
Amazing. So you've gone from not really understanding or even having an interest in the spiritual development, Reiki and stuff like that, to being so immersed in it that it's now your
Yeah,
day-to-day life.
absolutely.
And the fact that your wife does that with you as well is really wonderful. So one of the things that I am trying to do at the moment is actually, instead of having all female, all male groups, I'm
Yeah,
trying to bring it together so we have unity. So men
absolutely.
and women are connecting on the same level, rather than there being a hierarchy, rather than there being wounds, rather than, I mean, don't get me wrong, for many years I could only be in a female only environment because
Sure.
from my background and my history, it's what I needed to heal. I needed to be in a safe environment, and I had to get myself to a point where I could be in the masculine energy and feel safe again. And gosh, that's only happened in the last couple of years. That's taken me a
Absolutely.
very long time to do. So my role is about bringing more people together as one,
Absolutely.
and that
Yeah,
makes
yeah.
me
And I
feel.
think the spaces that I was going to, they were open to both men and women. And I was just finding that men were opting out. And I really wanted to dig into why that was the case. And what it sounds like from just talking to people is that, one, men aren't programmed or conditioned to even think that this is something that they need. And there's a lot of individualism that is kind of, bred into
Ego.
men. Exactly. And so it's thinking that I don't need anything from anyone else, that I have to solve this on my own. And so trying to break through that kind of conditioning has been a lot of the work that I've had to do with men.
No, I hear that, and it's good. And I've actually, over the last 6 to 8 months, I've come across a few more individuals like yourself who are actually more about, well, why can't we break that? Why can't we break that chain? Why can't we have more? Because, I mean, this podcast is all about tapping into abundant success, right? But how can we have abundant success if we're not doing the inner work?
Exactly.
How can we have what we truly desire in this life with fulfillment, contentment, peace, joy, happiness, health, wealth, and wisdom if we're not prepared to look at all aspects of a coin, basically?
Sure.
So I love what you're doing, and I love that you are being that voice for men to go, it's actually okay. It's not girly. You know, it doesn't mean you have to start painting your nails just because you're
Yeah.
spiritually connecting to yourself. It just means that you're actually being a healthy masculine, which is
Absolutely.
what we need more of in this world.
Yeah.
We absolutely do need more of it. So well done. So what would you say your biggest, get the word out in a second, biggest challenge? That's a reason
Ooh.
not to say that.
Yeah,
Yeah, what's your
challenge.
biggest challenge to date?
So I think my biggest challenge personally, just in terms of like how I want to go about reaching my goals, I think, and I'll answer this question in a couple of ways. I think the biggest challenge that I have personally is allowing myself to surrender. That's been a lesson that I've had to learn in terms of I was trained, through academic study to kind of attack problems head on, to be able to think my way through them, to be able to apply that masculine energy towards it of trying to use that thinking mind and breaking down things. And in this work, my greatest successes come when I let go, when I allow myself to exist more in my feminine energy, be more on an energetic flow state where I'm just receiving as opposed to trying to force my way forward. And so that's a personal challenge, I think. But then in terms of like the business, I think it's really just getting the word out there and getting more men to respond and positively to kind of the work I'm doing. I think when I talk to people one-on-one, it's really effective, but mass marketing can be difficult to get a lot of men interested in the business. So that's kind of the external and the internal challenge, I'd say, from you.
Awesome. So that's really interesting as well, isn't it? Because when you look at influencers and leaders in the personal development field, you've got people like Brad Yates and you've got Tony Robbins, and men do naturally gravitate towards them, but it's almost like there just isn't enough. There isn't enough of the Brad Yates. There isn't enough of the Tony Robbins. There isn't enough of the men out there doing the do. So it just goes to show that it's there. We just need more people doing the work that they're doing as well.
Absolutely.
So that's cool. Okay. So what would you say was the transformational phase for you from going from just doing really well anyway? Because normally when people come onto this podcast, they're talking about disadvantages and, tapping their way out of poverty and scarcity and lack, whereas you've had very different experience and you've always had quite a well-to-do life. So how would you then say that you transitioned into a more wealthier lifestyle?
I think it was I think it was difficult right after the layoff. There was a lot of uncertainty. Even though I had had a comfortable salary, I had not grown up with a lot of wealth, and so my wife and I were kind of pulling ourselves up. We were, saving a lot, spending, being very diligent in how we were approaching our finances. And I think it was a big setback to lose my job in the middle of the pandemic, and a second child was coming. So there was a lot of concern, a lot of worry. And we were at the same time going through this spiritual awakening and trying to figure out how all of that could work, where, okay, we're going to go down this different career path. How is this going to look? How can we make this work? And so it's not been easy. I'll say that in terms of like going from that level of income to now trying to have a family with two kids in California, which is very expensive, and trying to make it work in this very entrepreneurial standpoint. So it's been really challenging. I think one of the things we've had to do is really diversify our streams of income. So I mentioned before that I have the marketing consulting business, and something that I still have to do. I would love to be a full-time spiritual entrepreneur, but I think we've had to be flexible in all of the different avenues that we are able to bring in income. We've also have an Airbnb property that we've purchased that out in the desert. So we use it as a vacation home, but a lot of times it is bringing in income for us. So I won't say that like I've been able to crack it, the code, to be able to purely focus on spiritual work and wellness work to be able to sustain my family. But I've gotten creative in terms of how to supplement the income. So, yeah.
Brilliant. So I had a question for you, and as I've been
Yeah.
listening to you, I've lost
No worries.
the question. Totally lost it. So yeah, I don't quite know where I was going to take that then. Okay. So where I was going to go with that is it's really interesting how you have decided and made a choice of, well, actually, I don't have to do just one thing. I can have multiple things working for me and with me instead of against me to allow me to have different levels of income.
For
Now,
sure.
there are obviously thousands and thousands of people out there that have got their spiritual business to the point that they want to get it to and make it full time, but without the full time hours. So, what would you say your next step would be then to help you reduce your time in your working hours?
I think a lot of it's internal work, and like that I mentioned before, and in trying to get out of this mindset of me having to put in the effort and the energy, and think through everything and allow the universe to support me. I think that's, again, my biggest challenge is I've been told and taught that, like, you need to go get a job. You need to know exactly what you're doing. You need to have a plan. And so that mentality, I think, is still causing some blockages for me. But once I'm able
Totally.
to get out of that,
Yeah.
I think it'll work out.
And I'm so pleased you bring that to the table. So thank you very much. So that is actually a very common experience for many entrepreneurs out there. And we get stuck in the generational programming of you have to work harder, you have to do more, you have to knuckle down, you have to create, you have to be, you have to do, and do. Now, that was from back in a time when we had no resources. There was a war going on and everyone literally was in rations, right? We don't live in that anymore. So that takes me to the next part of our podcast together here, Miklos. So would you like to do some EFT around releasing the belief that everything has to be a fucking struggle?
I love that. Let's please do that. I need that today.
Awesome. So, for those who haven't done EFT with me before, it's emotional freedom technique, it's energy psychology, it's using the Chinese meridian points around the body to help you bring your mind and body back into balance and let go of any stagnant energy, which elevates your soul. So, before, during, and after any tapping, it's really, really good to drink plenty of water, stay connected to yourself. And if you have an emotional reaction throughout this process of following along with me, please just know it's okay and keep tapping afterwards. And you can always reach out to me afterwards if you need to, okay? Not going to leave you high and dry. But what we are going to do is we're going to tap in to where we might be holding that in our body. So just closing your eyes. And just a disclaimer here, if you're driving or operating machinery, turn off the podcast until later, please. Please make sure you're safe and in an undisturbed zone. So, closing your eyes, tuning into your body, and just asking yourself now, where do I feel these beliefs that everything has to be a struggle and that I can't achieve what I want with ease? Where does that show up for you in your body? Whenever I go into this one, it's normally in my throat.
Yeah, I feel it here in my heart and my stomach area.
Okay, cool. So then I want you to just tune in again to what's the color? If you could guess, don't overthink it. If that energy in your chest and in your stomach or anywhere else in your body could be a color, what color would it be? Can be
I see it.
multiple, there's no rules.
Yeah, I see yellow.
Okay. So if you could tune into that yellow, what shape would it be?
A square.
It's a square. And if you could touch that square, what would it feel like?
It's rough. It's like sandpaper almost.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand. Now I'm going to use your example here, okay, so that I can work with you directly and everyone else tuning in. Just tune into your own body parts and change any words that I say that don't resonate, okay? So, just going to start tapping on the side of the hand. And even though, just repeat after me now, even though
Even though
I have this energy in my body
I have this energy in my body
and all these beliefs,
and all these beliefs,
that everything has to be a struggle.
that everything has to be a struggle.
I have to work harder.
I have to work harder.
I have to do.
I have to do.
I have to struggle.
I have to struggle.
Because if I haven't struggled for it,
Because if I haven't struggled for it,
wouldn't feel worth having.
if it wouldn't feel worth having.
And I choose to deeply and completely
And I choose to deeply and completely
acknowledge this struggle within me,
acknowledge the struggle within me,
even though
even though
I have this energy
I have this energy.
that keeps me trapped
It keeps me trapped
in struggle and hustle.
in struggle and hustle.
Of course, it can't be easy.
Of course, it can't be easy.
My brain isn't programmed for easy.
Brain isn't programmed for easy.
But I choose to deeply and completely
But I choose to deeply and completely
Acknowledge this energy
Acknowledge this energy
and all that it represents.
and all that it represents.
Even though
Even though
there is this energy,
there is this energy,
and I've become very attached to it,
and I've become very attached to it,
and all the beliefs within it,
and all the beliefs within it,
I choose to deeply and completely
I choose to deeply and completely
open my mind and body to letting go.
open my mind and body to letting go.
And then we'll move up to the eyebrow and round the face. So, eyebrow point, this yellow energy.
This yellow energy.
Side of the eye, this energy.
This energy.
Under the eye, it's holding a lot of beliefs and stories.
Holding a lot of beliefs and stories.
Under the nose, it's holding a lot of beliefs and stories.
Holding a lot of beliefs and stories.
Under the chin, this energy.
This energy.
Collarbone. I'm just observing it.
I'm just observing it.
Acknowledging it
Acknowledging it.
under the arm, witnessing it,
Witnessing it.
top of the head, acknowledging this energy,
Acknowledging this energy.
eyebrow, acknowledging this energy,
Acknowledging this energy.
side of the eye, releasing the struggle
Releasing the struggle.
under the eye, releasing the beliefs
Releasing the beliefs.
under the nose, releasing this energy,
Releasing this energy.
chin. Releasing this energy.
Releasing this energy.
Collarbone. Safe for me to let go.
It's safe for me to let go.
Under the arm. It's safe for me to let go.
It's safe for me to let go.
Top of the head. It's safe for me to let go.
It's safe for me to let go.
Eyebrow. It's safe for me to let go.
It's safe for me to let go.
Side of the eye. I can breathe more deeply.
I can breathe more deeply.
Under the eye. And I can allow things to be easier.
And I can allow things to be easier.
Under the nose, I can allow things to be easier.
I can allow things to be easier.
Chin, I allow things to be easy.
Allow things to be easy.
Collarbone, it's my birthright for things to be easy.
It's my birthright for things to be easy.
Under the arm, I just got caught up in the 3D bullshit.
Just got caught up in the 3D bullshit.
Then we move on to the thumb. I release all anxiety in relation to this.
I release all anxiety in relation to this.
Next finger, I release all fear in relation to this.
I release all fear in relation to this.
Next finger, I release all anger in relation to this.
I release all anger in relation to this.
Next finger, I release all sadness in relation to this energy.
I release all sadness in relation to this energy.
Next finger, I release all struggle and control.
I release all struggle and
Top
control.
of the head, I choose to trust myself.
I choose to trust myself.
Eyebrow, I choose to let go.
I choose to let go.
Side of the eye, I can let go.
I can let go.
Under the eye. I choose to allow things to be easy now.
I choose to allow things to be easy now.
Under the nose, I actively enjoy the easier path.
I actively enjoy the easier path.
Chin. And I feel so much better.
I feel so much better.
Collarbone. It's easy for me to generate wealth.
It's easy for me to generate wealth.
It's easy for me to tap into abundance.
It's easy for me to tap into abundance
Because I already am abundant.
because I already am abundant.
I just forgot the power I have within.
I just forgot the power that I have within.
And just sit with that for a moment, tune back into your body. Breathing in and breathing out. Tuning back into that energy that showed up. Is it still the same? Is it different? Has it reduced in size or color, intensity?
Yeah, it's a lot less intense, smaller, a lot smaller. Yeah, feels much better.
Brilliant. So just focus on your breath, deep breath in, deep breath out, and gently and slowly bring yourself back in. Feet on the floor, wiggle your toes, feel the floor beneath you. It's so easy to get caught up in our own mind because of the energies that we hold that feed the mind. And this is where I get quite heated, I shall say,
Yeah.
around the mindset gurus. So they say mindset is everything. Because my firm belief is your mindset is fed by the energy you hold within. And when you clear the energy, then you can change your mind. And until you
Absolutely.
do that, you are not going to make any progress. It's the same with people that go out there and just chant affirmations all day long and hope and pray for the best. It doesn't work. You have to literally tap it into your body to energetically feel it, because without that feeling, we cannot make those changes. So
For
thank
sure.
you so much, Miklos, for joining me and participating in that experience today. And please make sure you're drinking plenty of water after this experience. You might have 24 to 48 hours where you might feel the energy still shifting around. You might find that you get a little bit emotional for no reason whatsoever. Let the emotion flow. It's just your
Awesome.
body's way of letting go. And secondly, where would we find you on
Yeah,
social
so you can
media?
follow me on Instagram at The Inner Victory. That is the company that I have with my wife. And you can visit our website, theinnervictory.com.
Brilliant. Thank you, Miklos.
All
So
right.
that's a wrap for this episode today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Come and tag us on the socials. Tell us the best part that you've enjoyed about today's podcast. And more importantly, check out the show notes, because there's going to be more information on there about how you can come and connect with us. I'll see you soon.